Now, we're going to be following up with this on a future show, but I think it's very important to start talking more about bullying and cyberbullying in particular. Some statistics from up here in Canada. A study on bullying by the University of British Columbia based on 490 students, half female, half male, grade 8 to 10, in a BC city in the winter of 1999. A little bit old, but still, it shows you how far back this goes. 64% of those kids say they've been bullied at school. 12% were bullied regularly once or more a week. 13% were bullied by other students regularly once or more a week. 72% observed bullying at school at least once in a while. 40% of those tried to intervene. 64% considered bullying as a normal part of school life. That's a sad one. 20 to 50% said bullying could be a good thing. Those that are uninformed say it makes people tougher in a good way, helps them try and solve problems. 25 to 33% said bullying is sometimes okay, or that it is okay to pick on losers. 61 to 80% said bullies are often popular and enjoy high status among their peers. Now, of course, with cyber media and the social networking that we have out there, this makes it even more easy for the bullies to put themselves out there and for the victims to become victims. Now, 1 in 5 Canadian teens have witnessed online bullying. 25% of kids between 12 to 15 have witnessed cyberbullying. 25% of girls and 17% of boys have witnessed online harassment. 51% of all teens have had negative experiences with social networking. 16% said someone posted an embarrassing photo of them. And 12% have said someone has hacked their account. That's a more recent survey by Ipsos Reid in 2011. And it's a survey of 416 Canadian teenagers. So bullying is a real thing. The old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones and names will never hurt me, in my opinion, is a bunch of garbage. We're going to follow up more here on the Dana Pretzer Show in weeks and days to come about cyberbullying. But think about this as parents. Monitor your kids, especially when it comes to social media. And if you see any signs, contact a professional. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.